Welcome to episode 16 of This One's for the Working Mama, bringing you the right type of distraction for your daily commute. Join in the movement of working moms who own their choice to work and strive to achieve a life with their soul on fire. Make a conscious effort to fill your daily drive with truth and wisdom that can abolish the working mom guilt for good and find community. I'm Katie Alexander, and this is your 8-Minute Devotion. Episode 16, The Message in the Middle. I have this piece of artwork in my breakfast nook called Peppermint Moss Abstract. I was Instagram targeted with some Christian hand-lettered art several years ago, and when I started following the artist's page, I became so drawn to the abstract images over the actual hand-lettered ones. They left a mystery, told their own story, and make you pause and wonder, what am I looking at? This Peppermint Moss Abstract is one of my favorite things in my home, and every time I stop and see it, I love it still. Although recently, when I see it, it evokes a different emotion. Sadness, wonder, curiosity, and faith. It's not because something in the picture has changed. It's because of a massive, earth-shaking change that has happened in the life of the artist. If you spend any amount of time on social media and follow anyone in the Christian art, writing, or speaking space, you may have encountered the hashtag AvaLove or the mention of praying for Ava and her family. Her mother is Lindsay of Lindsay Letters, the one who painted this image in my kitchen. And in August, their life, by our human comprehension, was turned upside down when their little girl Ava suffered a traumatic brain injury from a very simple fall. One day, their daughter walks, talks, giggles, and dances. And the next, she lays still, with tiny, calculated movements, and fluttering eyes trying desperately to stay awake. Her parents' faith is strong, and the community that has rallied around her is exponentially growing in numbers. While they are trusting and believing in complete healing, the process to get there is slow and not without challenges. Now, I don't know this family personally, but I have been so impacted by this journey. I find myself checking a couple of times a day, hoping for an update that Ava is progressing and they are seeing the miracle that so many are praying for. I am lifting her up in my own prayers and their family, and I'm talking with my kids about this situation. I'm sure that as parents, Lindsay and her husband had so many dreams and plans for their little Ava, and right now, this part that they are living is so far from anything they planned. Last week on the podcast, I shared with you my ugly cry out to God moment where I needed to get real with him in the front seat of my car. So when I saw Lindsay's moment documented on her Insta story yesterday, I just felt like this had to be the topic today. I was not brave enough to video my own moment and share it with the world, but she was. Not for pity, not for more Bible verses to be sent or encouragement to be given to her. She said she was documenting it for herself and anyone watching to see and remember what it is in the middle. She called it her middle message, because sometimes the middle is ugly. It is messy. It is sad. It feels hopeless. And even still, she says, I don't feel God, but I know him and I know he is still there. While her human emotions are failing her, her faith is still believing in the miracle. And that leads right into what Proverbs 16 has to say about the plan. Proverbs 16, we're going to jump around a bit, starting in verse 1. We can make our plans, but the Lord gives the right answer. Verse 1. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. Verse 3. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Verse 9. Better to be patient than powerful. Better to have self-control than to conquer a city. We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Verses 33 and 34. We get wrapped up in the lie that we are actually in control. We use phrases like control freak and type A to describe behaviors that plan to a fault. But God's word reminds us we can cast the dice, but only he knows how they will fall. God is working in the life of Ava, and he is working in your life too. You may find yourself in the middle message, where it's sad and sappy and uncertain of the future. You may be disappointed that your plans are not succeeding. You may be thinking God's left your passenger seat, your life, your world completely. But the truth is, even when we cannot feel him, he is with us. Even when we cannot see, he is determining your steps and giving the right answer in his time. Sometimes we need to document the middle, because when God does redeem that trial you are walking through, there is so much power in the testimony of looking back to see where you were when the hurt was raw and the mountain seemed too big to climb. Finish strong today and read through the rest of Proverbs 16. And if you find yourself in the middle, cling to the promises in God's word and the steadiness of his character to know he has never left your side. And lift up little Ava and her family in your prayers tonight. Thanks for following along on episode 16. To be included in all the upcoming episodes, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you want, or give it a quick rating, which helps it be available to more mamas just like you. Stick with me as we continue with these 31 days in the Proverbs. You won't be disappointed.